A whole lot of money to pay back your mortgage. Long-term interest rates are hitting seven-year highs. Andrew Kelleher is with us from JMI Wealth. How are you going?
Yeah, hi, mate. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. Lucky not to have a great deal of debt right now.
Yeah, Leah, I just wanted to talk about interest rates this morning because a really, really key issue for the economy and really important for everyone out there with a mortgage, because sort of what's happening at the moment is that wholesale interest rates have sort of anticipated the RBNZ moving the cash rate higher, and they've actually anticipated how high the official cash rate is going to go. So they've gone ahead of it. So they've priced in the future increases, and these wholesale interest rates are really important for the setting of mortgage rates. And as you said, wholesale rates are still under pressure. They're flirting with the highest rates we've seen in the wholesale market for, well, 7 years, really. You have to go back to sort of 2014, 2015. So I'm talking about three-year rates, five-year rates, 10-year rates. And to give this a little bit of context, I think Andrew Dickens was talking about this just before six. Yesterday, the Reserve Bank announced the details behind its quantitative tightening program. Now, in response to coronavirus, they did quantitative easing, which was the printing of money. They lowered interest rates. Well, now they've got to reverse it. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand bought a whole lot of bonds and injected money into the financial system, and that was a key factor in driving up asset prices, driving up house prices, driving up shares. Well, now they've got to sell those bonds back to the government, and it's quite a lot, $5 billion a year, and they've got to do this right through to 2027. So this may mean, and I stress it may mean the government has to increase its debt levels. It depends how they treat this. And a story for another time, Tim, is the cost. Treasury has estimated the cost of quantitative easing exercise at $5.1 billion. So there's no such thing as a free lunch. Now, this happened yesterday in the context of wholesale rates pushing up. I think the market already knew about this, so I'm not sure how big a deal it was. But secondly, we're now getting some commentators suggesting that not only in New Zealand, but in Australia as well, this aggressive monetary policy that's being pursued by central bankers to address inflation will weigh quite heavily on the economy. And the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, CBA, made these comments in the Australian context yesterday, saying that central bankers may have to reverse course and lower rates next year because they're going so aggressively now. The thing is, Tim, in what we would call a normal environment, it takes time for monetary policy, that means putting up the official cash rate, it takes time for that to work its way through the economy, 12 to 18 months. But, and this is a big but, because these wholesale rates have moved already and are going up already, it's pushed the mortgage rates up quite quickly, and there's a massive amount of fixed rate mortgages being repriced this year at much higher rates. And that's going to hit household disposable income quickly. So we could see that demand retrenching quite quickly. And if that happens, well, then maybe we won't see the official cash rate at 4%, which is what the current forecast is. So interesting times in the interest rate markets.
All right. The government has announced some tweaks to the CCCFA, undoing unintended consequences, you think?
Yeah, that's right. So this is staying in the mortgage market at the same time as we're getting these great big macroeconomic things going on. In the local market, we saw the introduction of the CCCFA, which was the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act. And these new lending rules came into force in December. And it was one of those cases where somehow someone didn't think through the implications. So banks ended up having to go through borrowers' details in really fine detail, so it became much harder to get a mortgage. So it was really poorly executed legislation. Now, the government acknowledged it, and they said they would make changes, and they announced these tweaks yesterday. Unfortunately, the New Zealand Bankers Association aren't impressed. They say the tweaks won't make much difference for most people seeking credit. It's a government's rushed attempt to fix problems, and it hasn't made them easier. It raised hopes of a solution that hasn't been delivered. So I actually think this is a topic that needs much greater inspection, because this matters. This matters to people on the ground trying to get mortgages.
Quick blat through the numbers, please.
Yeah, Dow Jones, 32,773. It's down 138 points, about 0.4%. The S&P 500, 4,088, down 27. And the Nasdaq, 11,976, down about 0.9%. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 1.5%, actually, 7,476. The Nikkei up 12, 28,246. The Shanghai Composite lost 25, 3,238. That was about 0.76%. Yesterday, across the Tasman, the ASX 200 lost 1.4%, 7019. We lost about 0.5% on the NZX 50, 11,211. Kiwi dollar much weaker, 0.6398, thanks to a stronger US dollar. Against the Aussie, 0.8995, 0.6015 euro, 0.5112 pounds, 85.79 yen. Gold, $1,849.59, and still no relief on the oil market. Brent crude, $123.32.
Yeah, and that, of course, leading to extreme prices at the petrol pump. Thanks, Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. Extreme 320, I think it was 325 for 95 on my way through this morning. The cheapest you can see where I'll buy it will be the mobile with my Smiles card. It'll be a bargain at 312 when I fill up later on today. In the UK, £1.95.9, so near enough £2, or $4 if you like, for a litre of 91 in the UK right now.